So if you're watching my videos, it means that you have goals, you have dreams, or maybe you want to be successful. Or at some point, you just want to move forward in your life, you want to move forward in your career, you want to have a better life. Maybe you understood that you deserve a better life, that you deserve a better future. Or maybe you're just trying to discover yourself. But the problem is, when it comes to success, when it comes to big goals, big dreams, it's huge for us. Na parang ang layo-layo, na parang napakahirap abutin. And that's because you probably can't fix the small things in your life. Kaya hindi tayo makapag-set ng malalaking goals, kaya wala tayong tiwala sa sarili natin, kasi hindi natin maayos yung maliliit na bagay sa buhay natin. So right now in this video, we're gonna talk about the 10 steps to fix your life. And we're gonna talk about 10 easy steps that you can do. And you must do every single day. So when it comes to fixing your life, it has to be doable. Kailangan kaya natin gawin. And mind you, these are the steps that I've been doing for more than 15 years that made me who I am today. That made me successful in life. And these are the things na binalikan ko recently kasi feeling ko hindi ko na siya nagagawa. And that's what's happening in our life, right? Yung mga bagay na dapat natin gawin, hindi natin nagagawa because we are caught up in this fast-paced society that we have today. Especially, napakaraming information yung available to the point na hindi na tayo makapag-take ng action. So right now, I'm gonna give you a step-by-step process na kaya nyong gawin ngayon mismo even after watching this video. And maybe, while watching this video, you can jump in to doing what we're talking about here. So again, let's talk about the 10 steps to fix your life. Number one, get up and hydrate. Now, most of the time, hindi tayo makapag-take ng action. Most of the time, we cannot do the things that we have to do, mainly because early in the morning, we are overthinking. So let me translate that to you right now. So let's just assume that this is you. Ayan. Kailin ko mag-drawing kasi. So this is your mind. You have a mind. Okay, your heart. And your body. So maybe ito yung namimiss ng mga audience natin, no? Yung tunog nung nagsusulat ako sa whiteboard. So you have your thoughts, your emotions, and actions. So now, from the mind, remember, pagising na pagkagising mo, yung body natin, most of the time, hindi natin nagagamit. Or magamit man natin to, it is to actually reach our phones, scroll, which is worse, or maybe just hit the snooze button and then go back to sleep, which is another bad thing to do. Bakit siya masama? Kasi you will lose early in the morning. Umagang-umaga, talo ka kaagad. Nag-alarm ka, hindi ka bumangon. And it can actually affect our mind and our hearts. And most of the time, we tend to overthink. So when you overthink, you will feel bad early in the morning. Pangalawa, you have to understand that your body is in a stress state. Meaning, pagkagising na pagkagising mo sa umaga, mataas ang cortisol level. Pag mataas ang cortisol level, mataas yung stress natin. That's actually a stress hormone. Plus, we are dehydrated umagang-umaga pa lang. At kapag dehydrated tayo, apektado yung utak natin. So, hindi tayo makapag-isip ng tama, apektado yung emosyon natin kasi stress tayo, tapos yung katawan mo, hindi mo agad ginagalaw. But once you get up, like pagmulat ng mata mo, bangon agad. Or pagkaalarm na pagkaalarm, bangon agad, and then inom agad ng maraming tubig. Automatic, your mind and your body will be hydrated. That will help you stay awake and be alert. So mas makakapag-isip ka ng tama. Another thing is, you are setting up your day to win. Kasi umaga pa lang, kahit hindi mo gusto, kahit pagod ka, kahit masakit ang ulo mo, ibabangon mo, and that translates to winning first thing in the morning. Napakaliit na bagay nito, guys, but the things that are easy to do are also the things that are easy not to do. The smallest things in your life can actually help you win because nagko-compound yung percentage ng improvement mo every time na gagawin mo to. And I strongly recommend gawin nyo siya daily. One thing to add is if you have a supplement, if you have like probiotics, ako, I have Moringa products, yun yung produkto ko, isang sa binibenta natin yan. We have Moringa roots and leaves, sobrang laking tulong. Kasi automatic, sobrang dami agad antioxidants and anti-inflammatories nagsisirculate sa katawan mo even before eating. And ako, personally, hindi agad ako kumakain. But yeah, get up and hydrate, right? And something you can add is a little bit of stretching, right? So what I personally do is I stretch my spine. So nagtatalon ako, Tapos, stand tall. Humihinga ako so I can open up the lungs. And then sa likod din. And then I do a lot of stretching while breathing so that I can activate the whole body. Plus, I'm tapping everything, no? It's also a form of putting energy in my body. So, tap-tap hanggang buong katawan yan. And then I'm gonna drink more water. So again, step number one, get up and hydrate. Step number two, clean your room. Now, step number one is all about taking care of the vessel. Taking care of your body. So if you are the king, and you know yourself that you are, or maybe you are the queen, cleaning your room means that you are taking care of the kingdom. So magiging abundant yung buhay mo, obviously, kung malinis ang katawan mo, maayos kang tao, at maayos yung kwarto mo. Because your room is a physical manifestation of your life. If your room is actually messy, your life probably is messy. Results won't lie. Right? So the room represents your life. So sabi nga ni Jordan Peterson, di ba? Set your house in perfect order before you try to criticize the world. And most of us, pag mulat pa lang ng mata natin, because we are always in social media, nang huhusga agad tayo ng ibang tao. Hinuhusgahan mo yung result, yung success ng ibang tao. O kaya naman, yung mga negative posts, hinuhusgahan mo. O kaya naman, pati kapitbahay mo, kasama mo sa bahay, hinuhusgahan mo. Mainly because you are really focused on the external things in your life. But the thing is, yes, your room can be external, pero diyan ka natutulog, diyan ka humihiga, diyan ka nagpapahinga. And it's extremely important to set your house in perfect order first. Ayusin mo muna yung buhay mo bago mo itry ayusin yung buhay ng ibang tao. Lagi ko nga sinasabi, di ba? A lot of people wants to change the whole country. Sabihin natin, babaguhin ko yung Pilipinas, tutulong ako sa maraming tao, I will change the world. That's BS. Kasi kung gusto mo talagang baguhin ang buong bansa at baguhin ang Pilipinas at baguhin ang mundo, baguhin mo muna yung buhay mo. And then yung kwarto mo. And then yung bahay mo. And then yung buhay ng mga taong malapit sa'yo. And then probably yung buhay ng kapitbahay, and then ng barangay, and so on. Kumbaga, you have to expand. Hindi yung magsisimula ka kaagad sa malaking ideas tapos hindi mo kailangan gawin. Kaya nga pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, yung 10 tiny steps that you can do every single day. And guys, this will give you a sense of fulfillment. To my clients way back, especially if they are depressed or they have anxiety, I usually change the anchors in their room. Either pinapalipat ko ng kwarto, pinapabago ko yung pintura ng kwarto, pinapaayos ko yung kwarto. Kasi minsan, pagising pa lang natin sa umaga, it causes anxiety and depression. Lalo na kung yung mga bagay na kaya naman nating kontrolin, sinasadya nating hindi kontrolin. And you have to start with the things you can reach with your hands. The main reason why we are depressed most of the time, it's because we feel that our lives is out of control. But if you have control, you won't feel depressed. You will feel in control, you will feel decisive, powerful, and confident. And the easiest way to actually control is to clean your room. Kasi kwarto mo yan. Alright? So what I do and what I tell people, especially my mentees, is set a timer for 5 minutes, and you have to focus on just cleaning your room as fast as you can. Yun lang. For 5 minutes, maglilinis ka lang, pinakamabilis, pinaka-quality na kaya mong gawin in 5 minutes. And guess what? People are usually amazed with the results that they can create in just 5 minutes. And what I'm teaching people here is, okay, sa 5 minuto, ano yung na-accomplish mo? Meaning, kung kaya mo mag-focus sa paglilinis, kaya mo rin mag-focus para ayusin yung buhay mo. For most people, this changes their life. This is actually a game changer. Because now, they are winning. Plus, umuwi ka man from a rough day, umuwi ka man from a really messy day, because the world is harsh and people may destroy you at some point. They will try to pull you down. When you go back to your house, when you go back to your home, you will see a clean room na ikaw yung gumawa. And that will translate that you are still winning in life. Why? Because if your life is clean, kahit madumi ang mundo, kahit madumi ang buhay, kahit magulo ang buhay, kung alam mo na yung buhay mo hindi, you will feel good about yourself. And that is why despite all the hate, I'm moving forward, I'm creating more value, and I will create more value. Main reason why we created a new community, which is Master University, para sa lahat ng mga taong gustong matuto, and it's actually free. Why did I do that even though people seem to hate me for doing what's best, for helping more people? Kasi alam ko na kailangan nila ng ganito. Because I know that the world right now is constantly changing, plus is actually really leaning towards toxicity and negativity. I am decided to do more so we can all achieve more. Mas kailangan ng tao yung tamang information. And that is why we need to help each other. And how do you help other people? You help yourself first. Clean your room. Step 3. Organize your day. So obviously, lalabas ka na ng bahay. You will face the challenges. Very important that your day is organized. And kung hindi nyo pa napapanood yung 10 habits or 15 habits, and maybe we will soon do another video about it, nandun yung write your goals, okay? So and when it comes to writing your goals, very important yan kasi kung nakasulat yung goals mo, madali mong mai-organize yung araw mo. You can actually create a plan based on the goals that you have. Kasi kung wala kang malinaw na goal, wala kang malinaw na plano. Kung wala kang malinaw na plano, hindi mo kayang i-organize yung araw mo. And if you cannot organize your day, mauuwi ka sa tinatawag na decision fatigue. Who among you guys are experiencing this right now? Or maybe na-experience yun na before. Pag-gising mo pa lang sa umaga, maliban sa paulit-ulit ka sa snooze button, paulit-ulit ka sa mamaya na, pag-gising mo, magde-decide ka pa lang, teka, ano bang gagawin ko? And it will take hours. Plus, not to mention, maraming distractions sa social media. Maybe it took 1 to 2 hours. Decided ka na. Magpaplano ka pa lang. And you have to consume a lot of energy simply by planning. So before that time na magtake ka na ng action, ubos na yung willpower mo. Kaya wala ka ng kapangyarihan. Wala ka ng lakas to actually solve the problems. Wala ka ng lakas to face the problems. Which is, pag nagtake ka ng action, automatic, sobrang daming problema yung haharapin mo. But if you are organized, pagising na pagising mo sa umaga, alam mo yung gagawin mo, you will be assertive and decisive. And it will be easier for you to move forward and create the results that you want. And this is actually one of the most important part of my day. The organizational part. Especially ako that I'm running companies right now. Step 4. Read your goals and learn about yourself. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Kanina sinabi ko, write your goals, di ba? Kasama yon sa pag-organize ng araw. And very important na meron ka nang naset na goal for the whole week, the whole month, the whole year, or maybe in the next 10 years. And maybe we can create a separate video for that. But let's assume na meron ka nang goals. You have to read it. Okay? You have to read your goals over and over. You have to visualize and imagine. So when you read your goals, sir, bakit ba kailangan isulat yung goals? Kasi when you write your goals, wala na siya sa utak mo. Nasa physical form na siya. Nasa notebook na siya. Which means the easiest way to manifest what you have in your mind is to put it into physical form. And that's writing your goals. So the goals doesn't have power over you. You now have the power over your goals. And it will actually trick your brain as if nakuha mo na siya. As if nagawa mo na siya. Ganyan ka-powerful yung pagsasulat ng goals. Plus, when you visualize, so this is the easiest way to do it, no? So when you have a goal, you visualize and see. So see yourself achieving your goals, see yourself achieving your dreams, visualize, see yourself being more confident, spreading love and receiving love, and just see yourself in that situation. And I want you to feel ano mararamdaman mo kapag nandun ka na. And base dito, you will learn about yourself. Because tandaan nyo, kung sabi nila, knowledge is power, knowledge about yourself is self-empowerment. So the more that you have knowledge about you can then motivate and empower yourself. That is why I don't consider myself as a motivational speaker. I'm actually educating you about who you are, about the things that worked for me, so that you can learn more about yourself. At malalaman mo, madidiscover mo, ano yung pwede mong i-apply sa buhay mo. So yeah. Read your goals. Do it over and over. If you can read it out loud, it's better. And this is actually a very, very important tip, no? Bigyan ko kayong bonus tip ngayon. Okay ba yun?
Yes!
Okay. So bonus tip natin is create a statement as if nagawa mo na siya. So you will actually connect your goal and make it an affirmation. For example, if you have a goal of 1 million, you can use the word I will. Because I will means gagawin mo. And the language is also committed, di ba? I will become a millionaire. I will earn X amount this month. I will earn 100 million this year. I will drive my own Mercedes-Benz G63. another thing that will put you in the future na parang nandun ka na. I am extremely, hindi na kasha, happy and grateful. I am extremely happy and grateful for the fact that I am now earning 1 million per month. I am now earning 5 million per month. I am now earning 7 million per month. I am now earning 100 million per year. These are powerful statements that you can connect with your goals. So it's up to you. If you already have a goal, you can rewrite it daily during your time to actually organize your day. No? So habang nag-organize ka, sulat mo lang. I will do this, I will do that, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. So, dalawa yung pwede mong gawin. Sulat mo yung mga bagay na grateful ka. Bonus tip yun, ha? Wala yung dito. Oo nga, wala nga siya dito. So, write the things that you are grateful for every single day. Especially during the time that you are organizing your day. And, write the things you are grateful for in advance. So, para mas mabilis siya mag-manifest, nakasulat na siya in advance. Grabe, grabe value nito. Step 5. Read books. The advantage of reading books is this. Pag yung brain mo, balikan natin yung una, no? Your brain is the record of the past, okay? So if you are not putting new information in your brain will always think about the past. And kung hindi maganda yung resulta mo sa buhay mo ngayon, isa lang ang ibig sabihin yan. The past didn't help you, right? Yung ginagawa mo in the past didn't create the results that you want. Yung ginagawa mo in the past, hindi nakatulong para ibigay yung buhay na gusto mo. Yes, you've learned a lot from it. Yes, marami kang natutunan from the past. Pero ang mahirap kung uulitin mo yung past. And the main reason why nauulit siya, kasi nga, daladala natin yung past, yung feelings, kaya same results, kasi same actions. Pero if you will read books, you will put new information in your mind, hindi ka na ngayon naka-anchor sa past. Naka-anchor ka na sa learning and growing as a person. Another thing is there are books that took 30 years of experience, that took 50 years of experience, na pwede mo lang basahin in 1 week, 2 weeks. Imagine mo, buhay ng isang tao, di ba, yung buong buhay niya, ginugol niya sa pag-research ng isang bagay, yung buong buhay niya sa pagninegosyante, sinulat niya. Lahat ng discoveries niya na effective, nasa libro. Even yung mga taong wala na sa mundong to, pwede mo pang basahin yung libro nila. And the good news is, you don't have to fail a lot. Because pwede tayong matuto sa failures nila. When you immerse yourself in reading a book, and you treat yourself as if you are the writer of that book, through imagination, parang nai-experience mo yung na-experience nila. That way, you will learn a lot. Eh sir, nakakaantok magbasa ng libro. Hindi gawin mong pampatulog. Who among you here, comment kayo, yung puyat na puyat kaka-scroll. Yung puyat na puyat kaka-naod ng kung ano-ano. Imagine mo, win-win. Natuto ka na, nakapagbasa ka na ng libro, nakakatulog ka pa ng mas maaga. And that will help you win your day. Another thing, kung tinatamad ka talaga magbasa ng libro, yun ang purpose namin, kaya kami nakikreate ng videos and podcast. It's for you to learn through videos, engaging videos like this, and maybe you can actually take notes. Okay? Ito kayo mag-notes. But the idea is this, kailangan lang meron kayong natututunan na bago. Which means, again, it's all about learning. Because when you learn, you will earn. And when you earn, you can actually help yourself and fix your life. Step 6, work out. Very important. Now, as a leader myself, very important to kasi if you have a healthy body, no, malakas yung katawan mo, automatic, kahit hindi branded yung suot mo, people in the room will respect you. Because having a great physique takes a lot of time. Takes a lot of hard work and discipline. So isa kang nakatayong naglalakad na disiplina. Right? And again, if you want to manifest good in your life, if you want to manifest success in your life, you have to take care of your body and your kingdom. Now what are the benefits of working out? Una, yung hormonal level mo, no? Yung hormones mo, mataas. Diba? Mataas yung testosterone mo, mataas yung dopamine, mataas yung endorphins. All the hormones will work for you. You will then feel na mas masaya ka. Mas creative ka. Mas nakakapag-isip ka ng tama. Next thing is, you will feel good. I feel good! You will feel good about yourself. You will feel good physically, and you will feel good about yourself. And that will translate to confidence. Because competence equals confidence. If you are using your body, you know you have discipline, you know that you are taking care of yourself and you are taking care of your body, you will feel confident. You will feel confident about who you are as a person. Because again, you know yourself that you have discipline. And discipline means that you are taking control of your own life. Taking control of the things that you can control, which is your body. And initially, meron niyang resistance. Especially kung hindi ka sanay, mahirap talaga mag-workout. Nakakapagod. Masakit sa tuhod. Masakit sa katawan. Pero pag nasanay ka na, this is actually a good form of stress release. And you have to remember, you don't have to be a gym rat. If you are, respects to you, okay? I'm not talking about being in a competition, having six-pack abs. If you want that, that's good for you. But what I'm talking about is simply fixing your life. Kahit mag-jogging ka lang, kahit mag-jump rope ka lang, you don't have to go to the gym. You can work out at home. Ang daming channels na nagpo-provide ng programs. Yung iba nga, may Zumba pa. Yung iba nga, pwede mong gayahin eh. Ang mahalaga lang, you are doing something for yourself. Especially kayong media. Kayo, dapat nag-workout na tayo soon. Hindi, i-push nyo si Alvin na magka-credit card. Para doon na tayo, sama-sama tayo sa ano. Kasi hindi, kasi hindi pwedeng walang credit card doon eh. Mura lang naman eh. Diba? Para pag tayo lumabas, lahat kayo maayos. Yung circle ko maayos. Oo, para mas malakas katawan niya. Nag-usap lang kami dito guys. Anyway, workout. Like, nasabi ko na ba kanina yung creativity, pero ulitin ko lang. Kasi, if you are in control of your life, if you have discipline, tapos umiikot yung dugo mo, dumadali yung dugo mo sa katawan because of the workout, you will be more creative. And creative means good. Because creativity means more money. And of course, better relationships. Like you will handle a lot of things in your life simply because you are handling your physical body. Alright? Eat healthy, guys. Now, I'm not trying to be self-righteous here. Ako, kumakain din ako ng pizza, ng pasta, ng kung ano-ano. Kumakain din ako ng fast food. Mahilig ako sa matamis. Alam niyo ng media team, lahat kami dito, sobrang hilig kumain. Pero, at least, try to eat as healthy as you can. I'm not saying, kinabukasan, after mong panoorin to, biglang nagkikilo ka na ng mga pagkain mo. Tinitimbang mo na. Gulay na lang ang kinakain mo. No. Hindi mo kailangan biglain. Right? Little by little, just, you know, fix one meal. Simulan mo sa isang meal. Gawin mo siyang balanced. Simulan mong magdagdag ng itlog. Tapos, less yung mantika. Simulan mong bawasan yung matatamis. Simulan mong damihan yung tubig mo. And there are actually plenty of information around eating healthy. And I'm not even talking about whey protein, instant food, enhancers, di ba, yung ginagamit ng mga athletes. I'm talking about whole foods, okay? When I say eat healthy, whole foods, guys. Kung vegetarian ka, it's good for you. No, but I'm talking about whole foods. I'm talking about chicken breast, fish, eggs, rice. Rice is good. Pero kung ayaw mo ng white rice, you wanna improve, you can do red rice, you can do black rice. May adlay pa. Ang daming alternatives. You can wheat breads. You can have oats. Ang daming options. And alam nyo ba guys, when you actually eat healthy, everything will be better for you. Kasi connected yan eh. Connected yung buong katawan mo. The more healthier you are, the more energy you will have. If you have more energy, di ba? Shala! If you have more energy, okay, that would mean more money, more wealth, more opportunities for you. Kasi ako guys, alam nyo ba? I would say a lot of my success was because of my energy. Una, walang nakalampas na opportunity sa akin because every day I am working. Walang holidays, ang haba ng araw ko. Minsan hindi na ako natutulog kasi ang idea ko, pag dumating yung swerte, gising ako. Pag dumating yung swerte, I'm working. So I'm ready to receive all the blessings. Diba sasabihin ng iba, swerte-swerte lang yan. Ako, ang paniniwala ko, luck is the combination of preparation and opportunity. If you are prepared, if you're strong, if you have the energy, and the opportunity will come, you are ready to grab that opportunity while everyone is sleeping. Next is when it comes to closing deals. Grabe, sobrang dami kong na-close na deal dahil lang sa energy. Dahil lang naka-focus ako sa situation, I have the power and the control to actually create the result in that conversation, connect with the person. Kasi nga, hindi ako masyado naka-focus sa script, hindi ako overthinking. It's because I have the energy. So kumbaga, ang preparation ko is, masaya ako ngayon, malakas ang katawan ko, and let's see what will happen. not about scripts anymore. Since the world is constantly changing around AI, automation, and stuff like that, it's now easier to connect with someone, especially if you have the energy. And it's actually obvious because health is wealth. Guys, having a healthy body is actually the new wealth right now. Okay? Pag maganda ang katawan mo, maayos ang katawan mo, it is now the biggest flex. Or maybe one of the biggest flex. You know? Kasi status symbol na ngayon yung magandang katawan. So imagine mo, marami kang pambili ng magandang damit, maganda pa katawan mo, panalong-panalo ka na. Of course, step number 8, work on your career. Siyempre, hindi pwedeng nakaasa ka lang sa ibang tao. Right? And career means your job, you know, or your business, whatever it is that you are doing now, you can actually move up. Work on it. Every single day, you have to be working on it. Don't let your work work you. Okay? You have to work your work. Not the work working you. Okay? Ibig sabihin, don't allow money to control you. That's why. And you are not working for money. Okay? You are working for your career to advance yourself, to grow as a person, to move up so that you will increase your value. Okay? Because the better you are in your career, the more value you can create, the more problems you can solve, that would be more money for you. And more money means more opportunities, more things to do, more freedom for you. Alright? So I want you to work on your career every single day. How do you do that? Again, balikan mo lang yung kanina, read books. Magbasa ka about your career. Watch videos about your career. And if you are watching this video, it means that you are growing as a person or you wanna grow as a person. And if you are doing that right now, that would be better for your career. Because your career is you. You are there. Nandun ka. So the more na nag-grow ka, the more na lumalakas yung katawan mo, the more na mas marami kang energy, the more na makakatulong yan sa career mo. But when you work on your career, again, importante rin na mindful ka that you are working on your career, so you need your focus. Okay, dapat naka-focus ka sa ginagawa mo. You know how to get things done. Right? Step 9. Smile and wish someone well. I was supposed to write contribute, okay? Kaya lang syempre ayoko kayong magastosan agad eh. Contribute means for me, it's actually a form of tithes, no? Yung pagtulong mo sa mga tao, it's a form of tithes. Mahalaga kasing nagtatithes tayo. Mahalagang tumutulong tayo sa mga tao, tumutulong tayo sa church natin, or spiritually, regardless if you belong to a church or not, very important na nagtatithes tayo. But your contribution to people is actually a form of tithes. For example, if you create videos for free, that's a form of tithes. If you smile and help people, that's a form of tithes actually for me, ha? Nakakatulong ka na nun. Kasi binibless mo yung ibang tao eh. Every time na may makakasalubong ka, imbis na nihuhusgahan mo sila, imbis na ang sama-sama nang nasa isip mo, imbis na galit ka na naman, just try to smile. And maybe they will smile back. Just try to be a good person. Just try to be a decent person. And maybe you will attract positivity in your life. Or maybe ma-attract mo yung mga taong lagi ring nakangiti. Tapos alam nyo ba guys, I've learned this from someone, from a friend of mine. Sabi niya, the biggest blessing that you will have in your life will come from the good karma. Kasi the more na tumutulong ka sa mga tao, babalik at babalik sa'yo yan. And the best way to do that is through your prayers or through your mind. Na lahat ng mga kasalubong mo, ngitian mo lang, sana maging okay yung buhay niya. Kahit miserable siya ngayon, sana maging okay siya. Sana pag-uwi niya, maging okay. Sana si kuya, mamaya, magbawasan yung pagod. Sana itong taong to, maging okay na. Sana maging okay siya sa career niya. Can you imagine? That's your perspective na lahat ng makikita mo sa social media, lagi mong sinasabi, sana maging okay pa siya, sana lalo siya umaman. Can you imagine? Lahat ng makikita mo sa social media, nasa utak mo, sana umaman siya. Sana lalong maging okay yung buhay niya. Sana lalong dumami yung followers niya. And ano yung law? Ano yung law ng universe? Lahat ng binabato mo, babalik sa'yo. Minsan times 2, minsan times 10 pa yan. So if you're constantly thinking and blessing other people through your mind, through your imagination, automatic, babalik at babalik sa'yo yan. At pag naging habit mo, nakasanayan mo yan, you are not even expecting anything to go back to you. Sadyang babalik na lang, sadyang kusang babalik na lang sa'yo because now you are a magnet of positivity. You are a conduit for a good life. Be a force for good. Okay, just smile, guys. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Alright, so I think this helped me a lot. Kasi ako sa buhay ko ngayon, tuwing may mamimit ako, especially sa mga restaurants, Basta lahat ng nasa service industry na namimit ko, lagi ako nagtitip and I do my best to carry extra with me kasi minsan nakakalimutan ko magdala ng extra. Pag credit card, syempre, ang hirap mag-tip, so dapat may cash ka. Minsan nga nangihiram pa ako sa mga tao ko, oh, may 500 ka ba dyan? Oh, may 200 ka? Kailangan natin mag-tip. And it helped me a lot. Pero way, way back, nung wala pa akong pera, it's a simple thank you. Diba? Sa mga waiters, it's a simple thank you, mom, sir. You know, wag mo sit-sitin. Lika, wag ganun, ha? O kaya, come here. Igalang mo man lang yung mga tao, na? Just, ma'am, excuse po, order po kami. That would help a lot, especially to the people who are in the service industry. You know, just smile. If you just smile, alright, step number 10, acknowledge your wins and organize the next day. So actually, medyo mahaba pa to and maybe, who knows, next time 15 steps na to. But right now, I want to keep this short, although it's getting long na. But you know what? Step 10 is acknowledge your wins. So I want you to collect evidences every day that you can. Because at the end of the day, sabihin ko man sa yung kaya mo yan, kung wala kang ebidensyang kaya mo yan, wala din. Panandalian lang siya. Band-aid solution lang siya. Short term siya. But if you can actually collect evidences for yourself, with your own actions, you will then say, okay, panalo ako ngayong araw. So yun yung dahilan bakit umaga pa lang, gumagawa agad tayo ng wins. Because we are always creating positive momentum in our lives. So yung mga successful na tao, kaming mga negosyante, kaming mga entrepreneurs, especially yung mga iniidola natin, we are not hung up on the failures that we had. Sobrang dami rin naming failures. Pero hindi namin kasi siya pinagko-compile na, okay, ito na yung mga failures namin, pagpatong-patongin natin yan, grabe, sobrang bigat. Hindi ganun. Ang kinokolekta namin, okay, ito na yung mga bagay na nagawa natin, ito yung magaganda, ito yung magandang result. We are compiling every good result that we have. We are compiling all the wins because we need that. Because again, life is hard. Life is rough. People in social media will try to destroy you. Even if you are doing the good things. Even if you are doing the right things, maraming inggiterong frog. So you need all the belief. You need all the wins. And the best way to do that is simply acknowledge your wins every night. Bago ka matulog. If you can write it down, it's better. Ano yung mga panalo mo? Nakagising ako maaga. Diba? Nakainom ako maraming tubig. Nakainom ako supplement. Nakapag-workout ako. Nakapagbasa ako ng libro. I worked on my career today really hard. I was working on myself. Uy, teka, nakabili pala ako ng bagong damit. Teka, mas mahaba yung work time ko ngayon ha, pero mas malakas ang energy ko. Teka, nakapag-stretching ako kanina. Teka, na-organize ko yung araw ko. Ang sarap pala ng organize yung araw. When you make this a habit, guys, you will definitely win in life. Now, here's the key. Siyempre, pag nakolekta mo na yung mga wins mo, ang saya mo na. It's now the time to reorganize the next day. Para pagising mo kinabukasan, alam mo na yung gagawin mo. You know what to do. And it will be better for you. This is extremely beneficial. Because again, nawawala na yung decision fatigue. Nawawala na yung isip ka pa ng isip ano yung gagawin. Kasi bago ka palang matulog, naka-organize na yung araw mo. Right? And guys, all I want for you is to become more successful. What I want for you is to actually achieve your goals and dreams. And even if you don't have a dream yet, even if nahihirapan ka ngayon, nabibigatan ka ngayon, just try to fix your life. I am here as your mentor to support you whatever it takes. So expect more value in videos. Because we will do more and we will help you achieve the life that you want. Because you deserve a better life, you deserve a better future. And because of that, we created Master University to create more value for you. Because again, I have an amazing team right here. They're working really hard to produce videos. We're actually uploading 320 videos or more every week. Pero most of the time, sila na yung gumagawa, sila na yung nag-e-edit, sila na yung nag-upload, but I have more time. And instead of matulog, mahiga, I'm gonna use that time to create more value. Saan natin gagawin yan? Sa loob ng community and it's actually free. Alright, I'm gonna put the link in the comment section and in the description for you to join the Master University. And if you are getting value from all my work and sobrang dami ng videos ko tapos nahihirapan ka na maghanap, teka, ano ba yung makakatulong sa'yo to be more successful, I created a course, Success Blueprint, and it's for everyone. We noticed that based on statistics, there are a lot of people who want to learn from me, but they don't want to join my company. So again, you don't have to join Worldwide Entrepreneurs, especially if you're just new to entrepreneurship, or maybe you have your own career, you love your job, or maybe you are an OFW, or maybe you are an entrepreneur, or maybe you are in another network marketing company, or maybe you are in the insurance industry, financial industry, or maybe you are in real estate, but you want to learn from me, here is your chance. If you want free, go to Mastery University. But if you are committed, if you are decisive, if you are ready, not just to fix your life, if you are ready to go to the next level you, the next level success, get the Success Blueprint course. And we're gonna put the link in the description and in the comment section. And again, please give us a 5-star rating in Spotify, in Facebook, and share this to the friends, to the people that you love, especially kung nakatulong sa'yo itong video na to, for sure, makakatulong din to sa kanila. And expect more value from us. Yun lang guys, this is the end of the video. And always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez. And see you soon.